This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
I think I'm going to fit right in. It's all about winning. So whatever happens, happens. But at the end of the day, if it's for the right reasoning and it's to get a W in that column, what else really matters?
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
Can we play a couple more? And then we're going to keep going with the phones. Greg Cosell live at the Super Bowl. I just found out that game was Sunday. Had no idea.
This Sunday?
Apparently. That's the word.
Is it on TV or is this one of those like Amazon or Peacock deals?
I think it's streaming. Yeah, going to have to get a subscription. But anyway.
In my house, we're probably going to end up watching that Nickelodeon squish splash thing.
Taking a bath?
Totally.
Perfect.
Although my daughter, who's 2.5, thinks that the Super Bowl is the halftime show. So she'll be tuned out until the halftime show, and she's going to learn some new words now.
Do you know what? Actually, I think she's saying it right. Since it's in New Orleans, I think that's how you say it.
Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
Yeah,
that's she just got a little Cajun to her. That's
going to have a little gumbo, going to watch the Super Bowl. Nice.
I like this question. Jimmy Butler was asked, hey, Jimmy, do you want to be a Warrior? Or you know, did you want... Did you want some money?
I'm not going to say that that was a big part. I am happy about it. I think the biggest part was just getting me to be able to play basketball again. I just want to be able to go out there and do what I've been doing for a very long time and have fun and smile and rip and run. And I feel like I'm just doing cardio majority of the game. So I'm very, very, very happy that I'm not getting suspended no more.
I mean, good for him, but that... Come on, man.
I mean, That's a small part of it. I just want to be out there and rip and run and not just be doing cardio anymore.
Wait a minute. I want
to... Yeah, $60 million a year. Yeah, it's kind of cool.
I want to be allowed to play basketball again.
Right.
Did the Miami Heat schedule get canceled and I don't know about it?
He didn't suspend himself. Did he suspend himself?
I think he walked off of the practice floor. He left.
He might have had a phone call to take. I mean, he did a lot of things. I'm not going to exonerate him, but...
What would that be if you did?
It would be an exoneration sensation.
Thank you.
Which I'm not going to do it.
Cha-ching!
Thank you, Grandy, but I'm sure he just wants to play basketball again. And, you know, you can go about doing anything any certain sort of way, and he took a certain tack, and you know what? It worked.
And I'm not mad at him. You go get your money. And I also know that you can't answer that question the way that it really should be answered. You can't do that. But let's be real. Yes. Yes. The extension mattered. Yes, it was in fact everything. It was the hold up to the deal. It was why you were mad with Miami. And even though you wanted to be a Phoenix Sun, the Golden State Warriors offered you $120 million. So that's why you're here. Yeah. I hate to be so crass about it, but that, like, is that not how you see it?
Well, it has to be the way you see it because he... wasn't going to sign an extension with the Warriors, and then the deal was dead. And we all turned our attention to Kevin Durant, and then all of a sudden, Jimmy Butler would sign an extension because the extension now was going to be 2 years and $120 million plus, So, oh, you mean, oh, that's the extension?
By the way.
Oh, I'm going to sign that.
You want me to throw something at you that I heard?
You got a pen?
I don't.
Okay. But I mean, that's what he was saying.
I hear you.
You know, I get it.
You want me to throw something at you? You want to know why Jimmy Butler's a Warrior?
Tell me.
You won't. Want to know why?
You won't.
I will. Jimmy Butler is a Warrior because Bradley Beal's wife doesn't like the cold.
Hold on a minute. I'm going to have to hit you with a Roxy Bernstein here. Please explain.
Put it together. It's not that hard of a puzzle to put together.
So is the Bay Area cold?
Please explain.
No, the Bay Area was not an option for Bradley Beal.
Minnesota?
Milwaukee,
Chicago?
Milwaukee?
It can be chilly this time of year. So Beal to Milwaukee,
Bradley
and he
Beal,
says, hey, baby, I'm going to waive my no trade clause. We're going to Milwaukee. And she says,
no,
like hell you are.
Yeah, no, we're not.
I don't have a mink. I'm fresh out of sweaters.
Yeah.
I prefer the warm climes of Phoenix.
Bradley Beal's no trade clause is why Jimmy Butler is a Warrior.
The no freeze clause.
And Bradley Beal's no trade clause, from what I'm told, is based on the fact that Mrs. Beal likes the sun.
Well, there you go.
So she loves playing for the Suns.
And he would be the first man in America to be told what to do by his wife? Said a guy who gets cuffed around, let's see, 325. My wife actually might be in the car right now.
Speaking of needing to take a phone call in the middle of practice.
Yeah. Why don't you take a phone call while I take a phone call?
Let's do that.
I mean, stranger things have happened.
Yeah,
but
and like, again, I'm not trying
to Jimmy's going to call Mrs. Beal and say, hey, thanks. I got $120 million because you don't have a jacket.
Well, no, it happens to be here because you don't have a jacket.
Right.
And I'm not trying to be all cynical. I have no problem with the way life works. But this is how it works. I think it's funny sometimes when we look at professional sports and we get mad at guys for the money they take. I don't know. What the hell drives you when you accept a job? What is it you ask for when you get a job?
I want workplace harmony.
Yeah, when you're negotiating, how many different things do you bring up? When someone, hey, we'd like to offer you a job. Okay, well, let's negotiate. What do you start bringing up?
Do I have a locker?
Where is the office? Is it close to my house?
Totally.
No. This is about money.
Yep.
And that's okay. So this was about money, and that's okay.
So Jimmy says, reportedly, I'm not going to sign an extension there. And then somebody whispers in his ear, what about 2 years and $120 million? What if that was your extension? Where's the pen?
Exactly.
Where's the pen?
Yeah.
Because I have no team now. I'm here doing cardio by myself. I just want to rip and run. I get to play with Steph and Draymond and, you know, play for a team that at least is pretending to be a contender. Whether or not they're actually a contender, they're going to try to be one. You're not going to a team that's like, all right, Jimmy, it's going to be you and a bunch of bums, and we're just going to, you know, hope for the lottery. Hope the ping pong balls bounce our way. You at least go somewhere with some champs and some OGs and an owner who at least wants to win.
Yes.
Whether or not he gets to
absolutely
is another question.
No, absolutely. Everybody wants to win, and there is a track record. I think you could have a debate over how realistic the conversation we're having is, but sure. It's obvious. It's a great organization. Like, nobody around the NBA questions that. Matt in Orinda. Hi, Matt. Thanks for calling.
Gentlemen, how you doing this afternoon?
Well, great, man. How are you?
All right. Dibs, I'm going to take you in the Wayback Machine. You ready?
Yeah, please.
I need you guys to listen to me and listen to me good.
Thank you.
I need to, you know, I mean, you don't have to bring it up, but I think you guys both know where that's going. Mark, let me tell you something.
Let's go, man.
Mark, let me tell you something.
Let's go.
I'm with you on the Cam Johnson thing, okay? Like, I'm with you on the Cam Johnson thing. But I think the Warriors need more shooting. The Warriors need more shooting. I get that. Season ticket holder, see a lot of games. What they needed was more scoring. And, you know, we can talk about dogs, not dogs. Jimmy's a dog. We all know that. Draymond's a dog. We all know that. But they needed more scoring. And you know what? Going to surround, and okay, so Wiggs is a 33% shooter. Jimmy's a 30% three-point shooter. You're losing like 6 points max on the best night because Jimmy's a lower volume shooter. I think where this thing has some problems is what people aren't getting to in the out years. So Jimmy had a $58 million player option. We all know that. Looking at all the guys that come off the books on our side this season and next season, you're paying Jimmy $60 a year. That's more than Steph next year. And you've got to go fill $20 million of puts and takes from GP2 and the crew. You got to pay Kuminga $20 million. And now you're looking at a total payroll that's like $222. That's Celtics level, with the Celtics having an average age of mid to late 20s, and our average age is going to be mid 30s. That's the problem with the deal.
I agree. I agree with all of that. Well, first of all, there's all kinds of things that you could point to as far as what is the problem with the deal. There's the now problems. There's the future problems. Let me restate a couple of things. And Matt, thank you very much for calling. And we should put this out there, and I'm at fault for this too. Shams originally reported this extension incorrectly. Jimmy is not going to make $60 million a year. It's going to be 56. I know a lot of you are like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Whatever. But he's not making more than Steph next year.
No, it's a bargain.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a bargain.
To make 56 a year.
And he was set to make 52.4 with an opt-in.
Right. So it's up to, like, it's a two-year, $112 million deal, somewhere in that.
The way it's structured, it's 54 next year and then 58
Okay, so the average is 56, but it's 54 next year. Look at all the money they keep getting. Every time Grandy opens his mouth, the Warriors get more money. So anyway, they're like, but Matt is exactly right. And this is what I tried to throw out there yesterday. I think what the Warriors knew, with all of the optionality and flexibility that they've been trumpeting for the last year and a half, it really only bought you one big swing, or you could do multiple mid-range swings. They opted for one big swing, and this is it. And you're really going to have a hard time undoing that for a different big swing if you want, if this doesn't look good. So this is, to me, a little underwhelming if this is your big one swing. None of that is to say that I think Jimmy Butler's not a great basketball player. None of that is to say that I think Andrew Wiggins is better than Jimmy Butler. He's not. So if you want to call him a dog or however you want to define this, is great. Jimmy Butler's a fantastic basketball player and better than Andrew Wiggins. But they gave up a lot more than Andrew Wiggins to get him.
Yeah, kind of.
I think that, first-round draft capital is first-round draft capital. And role players who come in and do some things are also a thing.
I guess.
Okay, all I'm saying is, this is your one big swing, and you grab someone who's 35.
Right.
That's tough.
Well, it's your one big swing, and if you wanted to make another one big swing, what would it be, and how would you do it? And that I think, is the calculus that none of us can really answer, but if you want to go into the offseason in free agency, you look at the list of potential free agents, most of the guys who are of Jimmy's caliber are of the same age. None of the young guns are free agents. None of them are going to spring free. If you want to try to dream about trading for Giannis Antetokounmpo, well, that's not going to happen. He's making more than Jimmy, and Milwaukee's going to ask for more than Wiggins, two role players, and a pick to get Giannis. So if you want to talk about them making a big swing, and I do think you're right, Mark, to look at this as their last big move before the end of the Steph and Draymond era, I don't know what other big move would have been feasible or possible or even something you could have done. And I know that fans and even the team probably were all excited about Kevin Durant as that last one big swing, but that wasn't going to happen. KD reportedly didn't want to come here. So if it's not Jimmy now, who would it be and when would it be?
Okay, well, what if I threw this at you? Because what if it was two medium-sized swings instead of one big swing? What if it was that? Like, what if I threw these two lineups at you? Tell me which one sounds like a better lineup.
Right.
And Grandy, Mr. Love All the Deals, why don't you weigh in on this too, okay?
Mr. Lover.
What's a better lineup, okay? Starting lineup of Steph Curry, Brandon Pajemski, Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, and Quentin Post, with Jonathan Kuminga and Moses Moody highlighting the people who are available off the bench.
And Buddy Hield.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hield, yeah, Buddy Hield. Yeah, that's fine.
Buddy Hield, trying to help you out. People are mad at Buddy right now.
A three-point shoot contest. He at least decided he'd show up, but go ahead.
Or Steph Curry, Cam Johnson, Andrew Wiggins, Draymond Green, Nikola Vucevic, with Jonathan Kuminga, Moses Moody, Buddy Hield, Brandon Pajemski available to you off the bench. What sounds more attractive to you?
Well, the second one, but I'm curious to know what you would consider trading for those two guys that you just put in your starting lineup.
I believe that both of those players, this is my belief, that those players were available for draft capital and expiring contracts.
So Schroeder and Looney, GP2 and Looney.
Probably would have been involved in that.
But it had to be another player, because you're talking about $42 million worth of player coming back.
Right.
And so it would, that right there is about $31 million. I mean, so you'd have to either trade
Kyle Anderson. He went in this deal. There's okay. Another $8 million, right?
Like, and
right,
how many there. Draft picks would you need to shovel to get those two players?
Probably
six, no, or more.
Oh, God, no.
For Cam Johnson, Cam and Johnson, Nikola Vucevic?
I would say that if you did Cam Johnson, that's going to probably take you two firsts. And I bet Vuce at the buzzer for expiring contracts and 2 seconds might have gotten it done. Like, when people look at
I don't believe that.
I do.
Why didn't it get done? Yeah, they probably
because
offered that.
For the reason you brought up, like, literally, the Warriors in the end, once they made this deal for Butler, do not have the ability to fill out a roster if they then give up multiple people to go get Nikola Vucevic also. The finances did not work. They didn't work. But basically, from everything that I have heard, and that's no different than anyone else, but Nikola Vucevic was not going to be expensive. I know the reports out there that's like, oh, they want a first, and the Warriors want to give up a second. When you got to the buzzer on that one, I think if you had enough expiring deals and multiple second-round picks, you could have gotten that done. You could have. That is my belief.
Yeah, well, they did. They had two more expiring deals, and they had picks,
right,
and they didn't get it done.
But they can't anymore because you wouldn't have enough people to fill out the roster because they did a 4-for-1 for Jimmy. That left three roster spots.
Well, you could elevate Pat Spencer from a two-way, and you could elevate Jackson Rowe from a two-way, and those are roster spots you could give for guys making the minimum.
You could. Yes, you could. But that still wouldn't have been enough.
It would have been enough.
No,
roster-wise, yeah.
No, because you did a 4-for-1, and in theory, you would have had to go do another probably 3-for-1 for Vucevic, and now you're out five people. You don't have enough two-ways sitting there, and you have no money to go pay people.
Well,
that became very, very complex. The idea of now going to get Vucevic after you had already gotten Butler. That was tough.
I think that would have been, if that was possible, that would have been done beforehand, or it would have been done anyway. I think that the price for those two guys that you're laying out is higher than what you are portraying.
Maybe it would have been lower.
Yeah, we'll never know.
You know?
All I know is that neither one of those deals got done by any team in the association.
Correct.
And if any other team could have sent two expirings in 2 seconds for Vucevic, they would have done it.
I mean, maybe. What do you think? I mean, the Bulls are now like, I mean, they're just going to try to do this again next year. And usually the longer you hold on to them, the price goes down. Hashtag Jimmy Butler.
Right.
Like,
so maybe you can get Vucevic in the offseason.
Yeah, but not now. Not with a 2-year, $112 million extension. Like, there's no more room. There's no money.
Room.
You want to go get Vooch?
You got Kuminga. You can sign and trade. Oh. If you're going to sign and trade him for $20 million.
Nobody wants to do that. You want to get Vucevic for Kuminga? That's an awful-sounding trade.
What are we talking about then?
We're talking about.
Right.
We're talking about what I would have rather done than go get Jimmy Butler. And you're not wrong. I will sit here and admit, maybe they tried and it.
I'm sure they tried.
And they said no.
And trades are hard.
I don't know how they prioritized it. I really don't know that. I don't know that they prioritized two mid-range deals over a bigger deal.
Right.
I'd love
to hear from Mike Dunleavy on this very thing.
I bet they prioritized. Well, they're only going to tell you they prioritized this now because that's what they did. But I would think the way that the Warriors have been thinking and talking, seemingly, that you would prioritize the big name. They wanted the big boom. And they got the big boom.
Yeah, they did.
They got the sham wow.
They got the sham wow. And, you know.
So there you go.
They reportedly were all in on, you know, LaVine from, I almost said Adam LaVine, but they were all in on LaVine from Chicago. But because Schroeder wasn't yet tradable and Sacramento swooped in before you could trade Schroeder, you were out on that. So that's one thing I would love to hear from Mike Dunleavy is how much was the Schroeder deadline a player in what they were able to do and what they wanted to do.
I wonder how much we're ever going to get answers like that. You know, like once a deal is made, a team is always going to tell you that that's the deal we wanted to make all along. And you know, Zach LaVine, I don't think was a linchpin to anything. Jonathan in the city. Hi, Jonathan. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Hey,
guys, it could potentially work. You know, so let's give it a chance because Jimmy actually brings something that the Warriors has been lacking for years now. Somebody who could slow down the game, back down the defender, get to a sweet spot and actually make a layup. Or if not, he knows how to get fouled and shoot free throws. But it could also potentially blow up and become a dumpster fire. And the reason for that is Steve Kerr insists on, you know, because Jimmy is an old dog. He doesn't want to learn new tricks. If he tells him, hey, man, you know what? Good shot for a better shot. So run around, set screen, and that guy over there is the greatest shooter in the planet. So you know, wait for him to curl up and get open and pass him the ball. You know, if this dog doesn't like what he hears, this dog's gonna go sick. And before I go, I got a Super Bowl prediction. The Philadelphia Eagles are gonna get a great start, great jump on the Kansas City Chiefs. For the most part, they're gonna lead 27-14, but somehow, some way, the Kansas City Chiefs are going to make two key stops and score two touchdowns in the end. They're going to win 28-27.
Okay, Jonathan, we're going to put that in the vault, we'll see if it all comes through. Listen, I reserve the right to do these two things at the same time. I am going to watch the Warriors. I am going to hope that Jimmy is amazing. I am going to be curious. I'm going to give it a chance. I'm going to do all of those things. I can also sit here at the same time and be like, I'd have done something different. I would have done something different if it was possible.
Yeah.
That's all.
I'm with you on that. Yeah. If it was possible, I would rather have Vucevic and Cam Johnson, even if it cost me four bench pieces and a couple of picks, hopefully not more than one first round pick. That ideally would have been it, but I don't believe that that was there. I do think that Mike Dunleavy and company called everybody all the time for the past, who knows, three or four weeks.
Sure, they did their due diligence.
And they got to the end of it, and They probably were really thinking KD in a reunion, and when that blew up, they thought, oh gosh, we've got about 20 hours left to go here. We need to pivot, and you pivoted to Jimmy Butler, and you knocked on Joe Lacob's door and said, hey, Joe, this Butler thing is close. How do you feel about giving him $111 million over 2 years? And Joe said, yeah, let's do it. We're all in on the Steph Curry window.
Yeah. I mean, that is a scenario, and maybe that is exactly how it played out.
I'm sure that Mike Dunleavy didn't make that call without Joe. Like, you're not going to give him $112 million without Joe.
Yeah.
So this thing has Lacobian prints all over it to me.
Just like Splash.
And you can text me, Joe, if you want, because I'm here and my phone's on.
You gotta give him your number.
He's got it.
No, he doesn't.
Damn right he does.
No, brought to you by Free. He can get it.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.